This is Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by the Iowa Soybean Association. They're driven to deliver opportunities and results for Iowa's 40,000 soybean farmers. Visit iasoybeans.com to learn more. I'm Dustin Huffman. Well, last week, Iowa Deputy Ag Secretary Grant Menke led a trade mission with the Iowa Economic Development Council to Japan and Taiwan. And we're going to focus on the Japan part of that trip coming up next.
If you thought soybeans were only used for tofu, think again. From tires and adhesives to next-generation asphalt, soy is used to create over 1,000 industrial products and counting. Thanks to your soy checkoff investment, the sky's the limit for Iowa soybean farmers. Oh, and speaking of skies, did I mention soy is also used in sustainable aviation fuel? The Iowa Soybean Association is proud to celebrate 60 years of moving our industry forward.
When it comes to trade, Japan's had a long-standing partnership with Iowa, and that relationship goes back many years. Deputy Ag Secretary Grant Menke was just in Japan, and he talks about that long history.
We have about a 65-year relationship with Japan, with the state of Iowa, that goes all the way back to the Iowa hog lift that happened in 1960 following some typhoons that had devastated Yamanashi, Japan, and a couple of very enterprising Iowans ended up sending 35 breeding hogs and several thousand bushels of corn over to Japan for a humanitarian effort. And that relationship has continued ever since then.
Now, Japan ranks as one of the top 10 trading partners in many agricultural-related products. When doing effective trade with Japan, as with anybody, they really value face-to-face styles of conducting business. That lends itself in Japan to seeing more of our products on their shelves and in prime locations.
Japan has been a very, very strong and stable market for the U.S. for many years. Right now, they are our number one market for U.S. beef. They're number two in corn, number three in pork, number four in soybeans, number five in ethanol, and number nine in DDGs. Very strong trading partners across the board. And what we found is that they are very much appreciative of in-person meetings. And so they were very, very grateful to have us there. It was remarkable to see how they put our product on display and in front of the consumer in Japan. And Japanese customers love U.S. beef. They love U.S. pork.
So when we look at how our pork and beef exports are sold to the consumers in Japan, we have to look at two completely different styles of marketing. We also see a larger consumption of the variety cuts of our animal products.
It was remarkable to see how they put our product on display and in front of the consumer in Japan. And Japanese customers love U.S. beef. They love U.S. pork. From the pork standpoint, a lot of the product is sold in grocery stores and at retail. On the beef side, you see a lot more in restaurants and, you know, things like short rib and some of the higher end steak products, but also the variety meats, things like stomachs and intestine and tongue and cheek, things like that are very, very much appreciated by the Japanese consumer. So it is a great high-value market for us.
Also on the trade trip, Menke identified some possibilities for growth in the ethanol industry when it comes to Japan. Last year, Ag Secretary Mike Nag was able to help grow some of that marketplace, and we could see it expand even further. You can find out more on that at iowaagnet.com. I'm Dustin Huffman.